9 patients died the morning of June 12th at Orlando Regional Medical Center. The dead were lined up in the decontamination area outside the trauma bay while healthcare workers tried to save the ones who could be saved. There was a moment when nurse Libby Brown realized how bad the Pulse nightclub shooting had been.
We didn't have a sheet to cover up a patient that was deceased that was just going to go be lined up with the other bodies. So that was one of the times that I was like, this is very, very bad.
It was utter chaos that morning. Nurses were running up to the blood bank in the hospital, bringing buckets of blood by hand back to the trauma bay. During a trauma, they used pressurized IV bags to pump blood into patients faster, but they were all being used, so nurses were literally standing at the head of the bed, squeezing blood into people by hand. Elizabeth Burroughs is an ER nurse as well.
But there was so many coming at some point that there were people with gunshot wounds to the chest sitting in the hallway. You know, gaping wounds where they're sitting on the floor because we don't have stretchers. So we kind of systematically went through and started trying to figure out how could we best help these people.
And if that wasn't bad enough, things got worse. Police got the call that there were shots fired at ORMC. This is from body camera footage recently released. No one is exactly sure why they thought there was a shooter at the hospital. Maybe someone heard the shots being fired 3 blocks down the road and thought it was happening at the hospital. Maybe one of the patients panicked. Regardless of why it happened, at 3:19 a.m., the call came out. There was a shooter inside the ER at Orlando Regional Medical Center. Police drove over to the hospital, guns drawn. The hospital was put on lockdown as police followed a trail of blood. They eventually handcuffed one of the victims, who had the same style facial hair as the shooter. In the body cam footage, healthcare workers are seen crossing paths with police in the halls of the hospital.
Yes. 6:49. We know we're still on lockdown, right?
We are.
I know. We're still on lockdown.
Going to the ED?
Yeah. Straight down there and stay. All right, get out of the halls.
But healthcare workers continued caring for patients as police were looking for an active shooter. Dr. Chad Smith was a trauma surgeon working in the ER that night.
You know, I tell the story of one of our interns that took a patient to the operating room during the code silver, and this patient was dying, and she rolled the patient out there, you know, and did her job to take the patient to the operating room thinking that she could be shot, you know, and not just in the trauma bay, but rolling down the hall, into the elevator, etc.
Smith remembers coworkers texting their loved ones, but still working on patients. There was no shooter, but combined with the overwhelming number of patients, the morning of June 12th was the hardest shift of their lives. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.